A recent Urban League report finds African Americans continue to lag behind whites in the Miami Valley when it comes to wages and access to financing, and 2016 numbers show black-owned businesses typically have less access to credit. WISO News intern Jada Woods reports Yellow Springs black businesses also face another set of challenges.
The number of African American-owned businesses has fallen sharply in Yellow Springs from its peak 4 decades ago. Only a handful remain in the village. Antioch College history professor Kevin McGruder credits some of the shift to rising college graduation rates among many blacks in Yellow Springs.
When you have larger numbers of black people living in a place, it's more likely that you're going to get a few people who want to open businesses. And when you have fewer, you don't. So as black people have had access to more college, they see more opportunities in the jobs they can get with those degrees than in opening up a store.
Yellow Springs' African-American population in the 1970s was around 30%. The most recent Census Bureau data shows that figure has since dropped by more than half. For WYSO, I'm Jada Woods.